The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The following peirik has been dedicated by Reb Yitzi Wurzburger and family, Le'iloi Nishmas, Hachover Reb Aryeh ben Rebin Yomen Zev.
Shabbos Tav Samach Zayin. We're starting in Yitzi Hashem peirik Klal Godel, Ukeshmei Keinu. It's a Klal Godel not only in Melechus Shabbos, this peirik, which discusses the underlying fundamentals of the various melachas, discusses in detail many of the melachas and some of the fundamentals which inform when the melachas are deraisin and when they're derabonon. But as we'll see, also this klal gadol is a klal gadol l'chol ha-torah kula. What I'd like to do, Be'ez Hashem, as some, just a short introduction, a basic introduction to the perek, is discuss the underlying principle which informs, which creates the framework for all of Melechus Shabbos, their definition, their application, the mutter, the aser, the deraisa, the derabanan, and the fundamental principles of what makes a Melechus Shabbos. The Gemara says in many places that the underlying principle of Melechus Shabbos is, we're familiar with the term, Melechus Machshavis Ka'asur Torah. The Torah asers Melechus Machshavis. Melechus Machshavis is a term that's used in the Mishkan in Parshas Kisisa. When they made the Yerioys for the Mishkan, it was called Melechus Machshavis. What does Melechus Machshavis mean? The Targum Unklus explains it to mean Is Aved Umnus. Melechus Machshavis means, Melechus means work, a labor which is done. We'll see that the definition of Melech is not labor in terms of hard work, but it's an activity that's being performed. Machsheves means umnes, something that's done professionally, literally. Rashi and Beit Zedafid Gimel over there also, and talking about one of the melachas, what's yes, also on Shabbos, what's not also on Shabbos, over there happens to be talking about Ma'amir, but the same is true to all melachas. Rashi says over there, melachas machsheves, melachas umnes. Rashi defines melachas machsheves, and it's melacha machshava, something which needs professional skill is melachas machsheves. Now, if we take this as a simple, something that you need to be skilled, we wouldn't say that turning on a light or turning striking a match is something that one has to be skilled. We're not talking over here about how many years of schooling one needs to perform Melechus Shabbos. Carrying Dalet Amos B'Shul Sarabim is also not something that one needs a college degree for. One certainly doesn't need to be considered an umnis, but rather the correct understanding of what this means, Melechus Umnis, is something which defines the mice that's being done, not just being done in any way, but being done, that act is being done in a quality way. The act that's being done can't be done anyway in order to be considered a Melech. It has to be done in a way that act is quality. What does it mean, quality? That's what I'd like to discuss. There are many places where the Sugis HaShas are memayit certain things from Melechus Shabbos because it's not Melechus Machshavis. Some of them deal with the quality of the act that's being done, and some of them deal with the mental process behind the Melech. Meaning to say, the simple type of Melechus Machshavis, if one doesn't translate Melechus Umnis, is Melechus Machshavis is something that's goal-oriented. Machshavis, a Melech which is performed with thought. And one would add, thought before the act is being performed, where it's thought out, where it's planned, where it has a tochnit, is the idea of Melechus Machshavis is something which has a goal, something which has a clear, defined goal. And if it's being done for another purpose, or it's being done without any mental process whatsoever, then it's also not Melechus Machshavis Ka'asur Torah. The second definition of Melechus Machshavis is the easier one. For instance, we have the din, which is really a din b'chol ha-torah kula, and that's all the din of Melechus Machshavis always have to be discussed, because there are certain things that we find where the sugyas say it's not Melechus Machshavis, but they're really also miyutim b'chol ha-torah kula. Einim iskaven, for starters. Einim iskaven is a p'tur b'chol ha-torah kula. Shabbos, it's constantly comes up if somebody's dragging a bench, and the act of what he's doing is schlepping the bench across the ground, and what comes out is occasionally there's, not willingly, but occasionally there's a charitz, there's a hole in the ground being created. And the Gemara says this in many places, that this is a klal really b'chol ha-Torah kula. Somebody, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in klaim, loiv she-klaim. We have discussed it earlier in Perek by Mehmed Likin. Somebody who's selling klaim is allowed to put on the clothing which has in its shachtas in order to display his wares. His intention is not to be warmed. The lav klaim is only over when one gets hanoas levisha from the beggar. That's totally not his intent. He's doing A, he's putting it on to model it, and B, the protecting of his skin is being done. So when a person does A and B is not, well, we know that there's a klal of psik ratio, when B is mukhrak to happen because of A, one will by definition always create effect 2, then effect B, then the malach is to be considered a malacha, but if not, it's ainu miskaven. Again, that p'tur is called malach machshavas by Rishonim, but in the actuality, what we're saying is that that's a malacha without any mental process. That's true b'chol ha-Torah kula, that when a person does an act and something else results, but that something else has no mental, there was no planning invested into the act that was done to create Act B, to create Maisa B, then Maisa B has no halakhic significance. There's a more subtle distinction, which is called Misasik. We'll discuss the differences between, the finer differences between them in the Shir later on, the Perikim Yitzhashem. Misasik is when somebody is involved in something, and he doesn't realize, and let's say he pulls up a piece of grass, and he thinks he's just picking up a piece of grass lying on the floor. In reality, it was still connected to the ground. That's even less being done, because there he's totally not involved in the act that he's doing. That as well is also the Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis is a klal b'chol ha-Torah kula. Of course, a shoygeg is also a lack of mental process. There's no goal-oriented focus in what he's doing. He's not trying to do malachas Shabbos. He either doesn't know that it's a malacha because he doesn't know it's Shabbos, or because he doesn't know it's a malacha. But in any case, he's not trying to do a malacha Shabbos. It's not just a lack. We'll discuss in the next year that shoygeg is not just a lack of rishus, and that's why he doesn't get the oinish of a mechal Shabbos b'mezid chalila. But there's also an element of something missing in the act of the malacha itself. There is a lack of being goal-oriented in what one's doing, which is a halacha which is unique to Shabbos, and that's the halacha malacha shein tzricha legufoy, where a person is doing a specific act, but he's doing it for a different purpose, other than that which is the prescribed malacha deraisa, the classic being choyfe guma v'tzorech lafara. There's a malacha called charisha, one digs a hole. One can dig a hole because he wants the dirt, v'tzorech lafara. Over there, the purpose of why he's doing it, he is goal-oriented, but he's different goal-oriented. That's a p'tur only at Shabbos. B'chol ha-Torah kula, we don't find this din, for the very simple reason that over there he's fully aware and he's fully concentrating on the act that he's doing. That is his goal, to do that act, but the purpose for which he's doing it is something else. That's a p'tur solely because of Malachas Machshavas. Shabbos take a Malachas Machshavas. There are other things which would come up b'chol ha-Torah kula, but over here we're talking about things which do not, are not a miut in the Malachas Machshavas as far as the goal-oriented focus of the Ma'aseh Malacha, but the quality of the Malacha itself is affected. The classic example of that is Kalach Hayad. There's a halacha, one does a malacha on Shabbos, Kila Achar Yad. One writes, the classic is one writes with his left hand. So that's kilach hayad. The halacha is that it's not halacha deraisa. Of course, also derabon, and all chisroinis and malachas machshavas are also derabon. Writing with one's left hand comes up if anybody's a hatzolah member, and he sometimes has to write something down, and we're not talking about where seconds make a difference, so he can write it down with his left hand. And other cases where it would be necessary. The Igle Tal, when he discusses the tour of kilach hayad, discusses that kilach hayad is really a concept that exists also b'chol ha-Torah kula. We find, the marshal, that if a person eats macholos asuros, ochel chelev chai, if a person eats something which is normally eaten cooked, and he eats it raw, or normally it's eaten warm, and he eats it piping hot, but even where it's not considered a normal ma'aseh achila, it's not kederech achilosa, the halacha is that that's not a ma'aseh achila. So l'chor, the halacha of doing something not in the normal way is b'chol ha-Torah kula. But we find that the Rishonim and the Sugis and Shas and Mashma Kalach Hayad is a din dafka in Shabbos. So the Igle Tal's suggestion is that it's only when the act, where the quality of the act that's being performed is different. For instance, one writes with his left hand, normally one writes sloppier. So that would be something that would be a lack of that act in B'chala Terekul. If one eats, the quality of the eating, the experience of the eating, the enjoyment of the eating is not such when one eats Shalakadech Achilah, so then it's not a Ma'is Achilah. If one writes, and one writes with his left hand, that writing with the left hand is less quality than one writes with the right hand, so then it would be a Malacha. What comes after Nigla Tal is interesting, which he doesn't deal with, is that if somebody trained himself to be able to write as well with his left hand as his right hand, even though he always writes with his right hand, and his normal is to write with the right hand, but if the quality of the writing is not affected, then one would be over on Malacha Shabbos Deraisa. It sounds like a Chiddush. As well as saying the other way, what about Ksidas Get? Which is another example of a place where you need a defined Maisa Ksidas. It's not just enough, you have letters on the paper. Maisa the Kosav Lo is Mechayiv, a Maisa of writing a get. One writes with his left hand, the get is possible. Lo Matzina Lo Shemana, there's no such halach in Shulchan Aruch. There is another approach, which is suggested for this issue of reconciling that Kilachiyat is a halach unique to Shabbos. The lack of quality in the Meleches Umnis is a Shabbos Digadin, not a Kolatari Kulat Digadin. And that is that Shalaykadach Achilo is not subjective lack of quality. Objectively, that's not the way something is eaten. Writing with one's left hand is not necessarily a chazon. You could be a lefty. An eater yad writes with his left hand. For most people, their subjective ma'isa, shaloi kederech ma'isa ksiva, is to write with the left hand. Forget that's fine. B'chol ha'terkul, that is considered ma'isa ksiva. It would only be Shabbos. With that would not be considered a Maisa Melacha. There is some discussion, even after that gets finished, even after there's a special halacha on Shabbos, what about where the difference, the shinui, somebody carries something down the street in a funny way, backhanded, but has his hands sticking out from between his legs or behind his neck, then that would be considered a shinui in the Maisa itself. But what about something where there's absolutely no difference in, it can't create any difference in the quality of what one does? There's a Chayadim that talks about it. The classic example that's Nageh Bizman Azeh would be pressing a button on a machine where it's necessary for a Chayil Sheyesh B'Sakana to press a machine on Shabbos. Would one be Yotzeh by pressing the button with his left hand, even though normally a righty would stick out his right index finger and a lefty would stick out his left index finger? Could a lefty be Yotzeh Shinui, if it's possible, with his right hand and a righty with his left hand? There's a chayadim that says no. Meaning, say the act of shinui over there would have to be done, let's say, with a knuckle or with an elbow or something like that. Whatever would be possible, because the putting a left finger really doesn't make a difference, and there's no way that it can make a difference like I'd be pressing a button. Okay, that's a separate halacha. But to get back to what we want, kilachiyad is a melech machshevis is a chesaron in the umnis. It's not a chesaron in being goal oriented. The simple taitch of Malachas Machshavis with a Machshava, with a goal. Malachas Machshavis in this context means that Malachas Umnis is a quality act, and it's not. Again, we said a quality act doesn't mean that you need college training, you need to take a vocational course in order to be able to do it. It means that that act is being performed in the way that it's done optimally. Writing with one's left hand is not the optimal way of writing. Another halacha, which is l'chor unique to Shabbos, is the halacha mekalkul. Sugya and Daf Kufei, which is also a din in Shabbos, and when one does Maisa Melacha, we'll see the parameters of this are not so clear, because there are certain things which are, which, where the lack of Melacha and Mekalkel says that's not even Derabbanan, they will leave that Amir Hashem for a further share. But Mekalkel, the idea, let's say, where somebody's opening up packages is where it comes up. In many cases, opening up packages because it's a Ma'aseh Mekalkel is not considered a Melacha of Kareya, it's not considered a Melacha of Soysa, and so on and so forth. There's another example where something is different qualitatively, where it's not a Melacha, and that's, let's say, Ksav al Gabi Ksav. Ksav al Gabi Ksav, the Rosh Hashanah Megillat and Daf Yutes explain that when one writes on top of another writing, there the chesaron is a chesaron in. Of this discussion about a get, but if it's a halacha in Shabbos, it's the, there's something lacking in the quality of writing, because that writing wasn't something that created the effect. The effect was there already. So that would also be a lack of Malachas Umnis. Another example of that would be, as far as writing goes, is writing in a Midi HaMaskayim. Some Malachas have a clause that they're only a Maisa Malachim Midaraisa if it's something that'll last, it has long-lasting effect. But if one writes in a way, and that's the heter that they use in the Frum hospitals in Eretz Yisrael, where the nurses have to write down basic medical information for the doctors to see, they write in disappearing ink. If it's going to disappear within 24 hours, then it's not considered a midi dimiskai, that should be considered a malacha d'arai, so that would be one way of limiting the act of chil shabbos. Another thing, which is, here we go back to the mutim, which are because there's no goal, or because the goal of what a person did was not met. And that's like in the sky, Machshavta. It says, Zorak, person threw something, and it was Mechamet to go to the left, and it went to the right. Mechamet to throw to the right, it went to the left. So over there, he's fully in control of what he's doing. He wants to throw the ball. But he meant to throw the ball to the left, and he threw the ball to the right. There, the goal with which he did the Maisa was not met. That would also be Chesaron Melechus Machshavta. Another example, this is a sugya later on, Tzadik Gimel also, of Shnayim Shasua. Two people that do something together, and over there we have a big machloikis. Rishonim, there's much more. It's in Rambam, there's a Ritva, that's Mir Hashem also to be left for the sugi over there, where the Shnayim Shasua, two people pick up a suitcase which could be picked up by one person. They're not open. Malach Shabbos. It's not considered Malach Shabbos. Is that a halacha b'chol ha-teru kulo? Is that a halacha only? An interesting application, let's say, would come up where there's a wagon that's climbing, where the wagon is being driven. Rambam talks about a case, the wagon is being driven by a horse and a shor, which is a malacha of klai behema midaraisa. But the wagon, the buggy, is being driven both by the animals and by a person schlepping. Would be somewhat similar to Shnayim Shasu. Would that take away the, consider that it's being driven by the animal? Again, machloik is in the Shoenim how to define Shnayim Shasua, two people picking up something, whether that's halacha, that negates the act of, the significance of the act of the malacha, the gabi one person. Again, there's nothing wrong with the quality of what's being performed, it's a maisa umnis. One would have to say over there also that there's something lacking in when the malacha wasn't fully done by the person, and that's why it also would be a chesaron malachas machshavas. So, that's the idea. There are certain things which are not Malach Machshavas because the goal or is not met, or there is no goal in what a person is doing. The thought process is faulty, so it's not Malach Machshavas. Or the act that's being performed itself is not, it doesn't have the chshivus to render it a Malach Machshavas. One other example, just to round it out, is later on we'll have Nafayin Dal in other places. Boirer, and other malachas, when they're being done in a different surah, you could do the same thing. You could pick out the good fruit from the bad fruit. You could pick out what you do want from what you don't want. Sometimes it's a ma'izah malacha, sometimes not, depending on the thought process. If he's planning and using it right now for a meal, not because the thought process redefines the malacha, but because if he's doing it as part of his suda, the Rishonim explain, it's not considered a ma'isa brer, it's considered a ma'isa chila. Mr. Hashem will discuss that later on in depth on the Afayin Dalet. Same way, if a person bites into a cookie that has a picture on it, erasing a picture on Shabbos is a malacha d'arayis of moichik. Is biting into a cookie or eating up a cookie that has a picture on it a ma'isa mechik? No, it's a ma'isa chila, therefore it would be mutter. And so on and so forth, the list goes on and on of things that the thought process changes the face of whether it's a malacha or not, A. And B, the quality of what's being done, how much quality has to go into the act that's being performed in order to render it malachas Shabbos. There's a totally opposite. Till now we've been talking about halachas where malachas machshavas would patter somebody even though a ma'aseh malacha is performed. There is the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samach, which talks about separating the Malach of Zoyre, Ayudei, throwing, harnessing the power of the wind to separate the chaff from the Tvua. And over there, the Gemara defines that act of throwing something into the wind and having the wind create the effect as being a Groma Balma. You only caused it, but you didn't do it. That's the definition of Groma. And still the Gemara says it's Malach HaShabbos. Since that's the way it's done, Shaini Shabbos, the Malach HaShabbos, Osra Torah. So over there we see the flip side. We see the Malachas Machshavas sometimes could take something that B'chol HaTorah Kula would be potter. And over here, by Shabbos, it'll make it chayev. When is that? That there are certain things which that act would not be considered, defined as that act in a different context of Torah. But when we're talking about Malachas Shabbos, it would be considered. Another example is a famous machlokes between the Mogen Avram. The Mogen Avram is in Aruch Chaim Reish Nun Beis, with the Evin Oizer, which is also one of the classic poskim in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, in a later simon in Shin Chav Ches, and they're talking about where somebody grinds wheat with a water-powered mill. So in different areas of Halacha, when something is only a Kerech Sheni of Mayim, where the water causes something to push something else, and the effect is created, it would not be considered. It wouldn't be Ritzicha, it wouldn't be Maisa Mazik. Legabe Shabbos, the Evin Oizer says it's definitely Malach Tzvach Shabbos. Why? Since that's the way to grind toward, that becomes defined as the classic act. Why Malach Tzvach Shabbos also tell you? It's not only that if you're lacking a goal, then the act that you do is not Malach, even though you did something which in a different context would be Malach, but certain times there's an act that you do which in a different halacha, in a different halachic framework, would not be considered a ma'isa aveira, legabi ritzicha, legabi mazik, legabi other areas of Torah, but still when it comes to Shabbos, it'll be considered totally a ma'isa malacha because the purpose of the malacha, or the tzura of the malacha, is that which creates that effect. If that's the way to grind wheat, then that becomes the ma'isa malacha of Torah. And Mir Tzeshem will discuss that also in a later share, what exactly in Dafayin, what exactly is the way to define the Ma'aseh Melacha. Do we define the act in its Cheshivas, or do we find the effect in its Cheshivas? Mir Tzeshem, Ayin Shom, Dafayin. And that's basically a framework of some of the ideas that are thrown about over and over and over again. Mir Tzeshem for the next 90 blot. These are ideas that we should take with us. I'd just like to add something on a deeper level to the idea of Malach Machshavas. Some of you have wondered. We know that the Malachas are related to that which was done, the Psukim of Malach Shabbos in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, and we learn that in Parshas Kisisa, and the Pasuk says over there that one is not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbos. So we learn that from there that Malachas Shabbos are the 39 Malachas that were performed in the Mishkan. And I'm sure some of us have wondered from time to time, what exactly does the Mishkan have to do with Malacha? Malacha is Malacha. Whatever the Torah considers work is also on Shabbos. And we have such a hard time understanding how is it that a person could pick up a heavy couch, deraisa. But mid deraisa, on a theoretical level, one could pick up a heavy couch. One could be a mover and work 16-hour work days, for minimum pay, of course, and not be able to a single malacha daraisa, and yet one could flip on a switch, or one could write down two letters, and he's sitting in an easy chair, and he is over malacha daraisa. What does it mean malacha? And what does it have to do with the Mishkan? Why is that which was done to build the Mishkan the definition of what a malacha is? Sfarim HaKadosh should tell us that the idea of Shabbos is to build a little bit of a perfect world on this world. The Rebbein Shem created the world in 6 days. In those 6 days, he covered over himself. He covered over Shleimus. He covered over Ritzoyne Yisbarach, that Or Pnimi, that Argonus, which came into being at the beginning of the Bria, covered that over with layers and layers of physicality. The word Olam is Melashon Helam. And he hid the world behind a cloak, which is called Teva. The Shem Havaya, Yudke Vavke, represents clear Hanhog of the Rebbein Shem without any intermediary. And the name Elohim is Begmatri HaTeva, represents the Rebbein Shem running the world from behind the scenes, the Midas Hadin, that which is cloaked in a guise of Teva. And on Shabbos, the Rebbein Shem peels back that cloak, that the Rebbein Shem pulls back the curtains of Teva, of HaTeva, and one can see, if one looks, of course, one doesn't look, one doesn't see. It's always that way in life. You don't look, you don't see anything. But if one looks, one sees the Rebbein Shem running the world because there's nothing there, there's no smoke screen to block out the Rebbein Shalom. The idea that we, by not doing Malacha, testify the Rebbein Shalom created the world is because what we do is we step back from our Hisaskus with creation, with creating new ways, new gadgets, new Malachas, new acts of physicality to cover over the world. And really the only place that existed in this world, which was an island of pure spirituality, where there was no hanhoga of derech ha-teva, was only in the Mishkan. So the acts which are done, which bring a Mishkan into existence, it's really, that Mishkan is really a small world. The Mekubalim talk, and the Mefarshim talk, Alatar, the Malbim, and others talk about how the different parts of the Mishkan corresponded with the different parts of the world, the different sides of the world, the different parts of the Olamos until the Kisei HaKavod, and so on and so forth. And the idea over here is that the same way there's a universe that we're familiar with, there's a mini-universe of perfection, which was called the Mishkan. Building a perfect world, which is the idea of Shabbos, has to do with not building. When we build Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, what we do is we're covering over seeing the Rebbein Shalom. The Rebbein Shalom cloaks himself in Teva. If we do something which has an effect of building, creating something lasting, creating something physically meaningful on Shabbos, then what we've done is we've added another layer to that Hester Panim, to that cloak of HaTeva, which covers over the whole world. When we refrain from doing Malacha, what we're doing is we're stepping back, we're declaring that the Rebbein Shalom is the boss. The only thing that there is the Rebbein Shalom. Our efforts are meaningless in the scheme of things, because only the Rebbein Shalom runs the world. And really what we're doing is we're building a Mishkan by not building a physical anti-Mishkan of Teva. The Mishkan was a world which was physically built, but there was no Hanog of Teva. The Gemara says, the Mishnah of the Novice says, Asar Nisim, Nasal Avisenim, Beis HaMikdash, the Hanog in the Mishkan was Kula Elamala Midarech HaTeva. And the acts which were done physically to create a Mishkan, which would be misak in the world by bringing a world of lamala midarech hatav into the mundane world that we live in, is really the opposite of what we're doing when we refrain. It's really not the opposite. It's really the same thing that we do paradoxically by refraining from performing malacha on Shabbos. It's an interesting point that the Mishnah says, the Mishnah of Yitz Hashem coming up in a few daf, the Mishnah doesn't say there are 39 malachas, the way we always say there are 39 Shabbos malachas. The Mishnah says that there are arboim choser achas. Why is it 40 minus 1? When you walk into a store, something costs $39, does the saleswoman say it's $40 minus 1? Of course, maybe it's easier. If you give the two 20s, they give you back $1 change. But the point is not it's 40 minus 1. The same Mishnah, incidentally, is in Maseches Makis. How many malchus does a person get when he destroys the world by being over al Ritzoni Yisbarach? He gets 40 minus 1. Arboim yakenu, arboim choser achat. The same idea, the same question. What's the significance of the number 40 that we count from 40? 40 minus 1. And the answer is, the Mekubalim explain that all existence is brought about in groups of 10. Basar, Mamaris, Nivra, Oilam. But really all of existence is four-layered. And the Kabbalah talk about the four worlds that emanate. We're not into these things, but the four worlds that emanate from Ritzoyne Yisbarach, the Elam HaAtzilus, the Elam HaBriya, Yitzira, Asira, and that four times 10, Asar Mamar Shabay Nivra Elam times 4, is 40. Aboyim Yom Kaim Yitzira Savlad, in order to take an Neshama from the Elam Zalyan and bring it into the world of physicality, it takes 40, because there's a process of bringing it down. The idea of Shabbos is taking a little bit of this earth and making it into a little bit of Yenevel, making it a little bit. Shabbos is called Me'en Elam Abo. That process of taking something here and making it go all the way up there, the same way bringing down an Neshama is 40, bringing something from here back up is also 40. So why are there not 40 malachas on Shabbos? There should be 40 things. There are 40 stages, 40 steps in the process that the Rebbein Shalom did in creating the world of physicality from a world which is Kulei Ruchni. So why are there not 40 malachas? Because there's one thing that man is not mitzvah, even though it's part of the Rebbein Shalom's process. The first step when the Rebbein Shalom said Bereishis Bara Lekim, he brought it all into being, that was the mitzvah of Yesh Me'ayin. Yesh Me'ayin is something that man is not physical man is not capable of Yesh Me'ayin. He's not mitzvah not to do Yesh Me'ayin because it's impossible. So really there are 40 malachas because the first one is Yesh Me'ayin. But since we're not mitzvah in Yesh Me'ayin, that's why there's arboim choser achas. When a person doesn't have eru also, he can be poigim rachman al tzlan in the whole seder habriya, but he can't be poigim in that world called yesh, that process of yesh man, because he has no shaykhs to it. So he's over, He's poigim, Rachman Islam, in 40 minus 1. Of course, the Mishnah says over there that they give him the Malkus in groups of 13. 13 is Bigamatria Echad in order to create again harmony in the natural and supernatural worlds. He has to go 3 times Keneged Ovis, times Echad in order to harmonize again the totality of the Bria into one expression of Ritzoni Yisbarach. That's a separate discussion for itself. But in any case, what's Negeh to Shabbos, there's really only one place where a person is capable of Yesh Me'ayin, and that's in the process of marriage, where one creates a child. And of course, that process is also done together with the word Echad, which is 13. Echad is Begamatria Ahava, the Mekubalim speak about. And that process of unity, of creating unity between two diverse things, the world of Teva and the world of Lamala Minderecha Teva, Ish V'Isha, Shalom B'Neim, Shechina Shruim B'Neim, that there is a certain element of Yesh Me'ayin there, that's that 40th. But Melechus Shabbos is Aboyim Choser Achas. And the world of Melechus Machshevis is the world of us understanding that all the processes that we are busy with the whole week, both the goals that we focus on and both the quality of the acts that we do, can be injected by bringing Shabbos into our life, by celebrating Shabbos, by praving Shabbos, by getting from Shabbos, by being shoyer from Shabbos every week, that oasis of Me'ein Olam Habo, we bring into the rest of our week a process where everything we do is a deliberate step towards a goal of connecting with the Ribbono Shel Olam, a goal of reconnecting with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're sent down to this world, it's a world that's far away from Kodesh Brichu, and we're meant with our living, Melechus Machshevis Dik, to reconnect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam should give us all the koyach to learn Maseches Shabbos, and not only to learn, but to bring into practice all of Maseches Shabbos, that our Shabbos should truly be celebrations of who we are, of being a Chelik Elikai Mimala, and our ability to recreate that Mishkan, that Mitzius of Me'en Olam Habo, Amen V'Amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.